The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of The Chalene Show. If you are a regular subscriber and this episode showing up a few hours later than normal, I do apologize. Things have been a little crazy around here. Without a doubt, we have been going through some strange and very uncertain times. I have been racking my brain on how best to serve you. I thought today I would start by just, you know, chatting with you like a friend and letting you know, like, okay, so what's going on here? What am I feeling? What are we doing? What's going on? What's the sentiment? So now what? What I think you need to do to help calm yourself, to stay grounded. I'm going to go over things I think are not helpful, things that are helpful. I'm also going to share with you what we're going to do moving forward, because I've been saying to people, you need to plan. And what I've been hearing in return is, what am I planning for? Great question. So we're going to get into all of that today. But the first tip I have for you is you want to keep things as normal as possible wherever you can. In the spirit of keeping things normal, let's play the show intro. Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Chalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
Hey, Chalene, it's Petra Kolber. You know I love you, and I just had to put a message in. It's not a question, it's a message, and it's a thank you. I just shared your latest podcast out to my people, and here's what I want to just say thank you for. Thank you for recognizing the reality that people are recalibrating right now. And then once they've recalibrated, then they'll be able to move forward. Thank you for addressing what people are really going through. I follow many thought leaders, and I got to tell you, you are pretty much just one of the few that have not turned me off during this time. So thank you for sharing such amazing advice for free. Thank you for taking the time to also share with us that you are needing to recalibrate. Thank you for being you. And thank you for giving us the tools that we need to execute today. That's it. Over and out.
It's so cool. It's so crazy. It's so full circle to have Petra call and leave a voicemail message for me, because Petra Kolber, if you don't recognize that name, that is someone who I've always seen and looked to as one of my mentors in the fitness industry. I remember many, many years ago going to fitness conferences and thinking, she's so freaking cool and so like grounding and normal and humble, and I want to be like her. So to get a compliment from someone like Petra, and just knowing that Petra listens to the show, is a huge compliment. And also, Petra, what you said, thank you, because I feel that way too. There's so many people who's I'm listening to their podcast right now, and I'm trying to. Because in my mind, tell me if you guys are doing this too. In my mind, I'm like, ugh, I need a break from this. I can't take in all this information. But the second I start to distract myself with like another podcast, like I listen to a couple of different comedians and like entertainment, those kinds of things, I start listening to them. I'm like, wait, how out of touch am I? How out of touch are they? And it just isn't interesting to me because it's not what we're going through. I don't want doom and gloom all day. But I am recalibrating, and I think we all are. And it's hard to, like, I don't know, care about some of the things that I cared about just a few weeks ago. They just seem completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. Are you with me? So let me just share with you a few things that are going on here at the Johnson household. But before I do, let me say this. Podcasts, they take a lot of time. They take a lot of effort. They take a lot of money to make this happen. We've got 5 shows. They're free. I use very few sponsors. I usually will limit it to 1 sponsor per show. I'm sure you listen to other podcasts where they've got like 5 and 6 podcast sponsors. We don't do that. So it is very expensive to do 5 podcasts per week. It takes a lot of time. I love it. I freaking love it. But I'm only able to do that when our business is doing exceptionally well. And these are turbulent times. So the first thing we had to do when it comes to planning is figure out where can we tighten the reins. And one of the ways that we will likely need to tighten the reins is by producing perhaps fewer podcasts. Now, my goal is to return to a regular schedule as quickly as possible, but it wouldn't be fair for me to say or to make you a promise that I can still do 5 a week. My goal right now is to do 2 Chalene Show episodes per week and to do 1 Build Your Tribe. My goal is also to convert Build Your Tribe episodes into exclusively helping people with their financial situation. We have changed a lot of things. That's probably the biggest, as you can expect maybe 3. And as soon as we can go back to 5, we will. But in the meantime, make sure that you're subscribed, because if we lose subscribers, you'll lose shows. And I'm not like saying that as a threat. It's just a fact. Like, that's what everyone needs to do right now, is just say, where are we? Let's take inventory. Let's stay calm, but let's take inventory, because we will survive this. Of course we will. But those who are like, just to, you know, like, hey, everybody, just take a deep breath and get around people with a higher vibration and think positive. Exercise, like, okay, great. But also there's rent and there's mortgage and there's employees and there's payroll and there's taxes and there's all of these things. And how's my family going to eat? There's so many things that a higher vibration needs to happen while all of those things are also figured out. And the only way you can figure them out is by sitting down with a pen and a piece of paper and taking inventory. And that's what we've done. So let me start by just sharing what's going on over here in our household, because maybe you'll be able to relate to some of this. I am totally recalibrating. Had to take a lot of deep breaths and think about ways that I've become, selfish or self-centered, just kind of like, not really sure what I'm comfortable calling it. I don't like calling myself selfish, because I don't think that I am. But I've done a lot to design my life to be a very particular way. I like my closet a particular way. I like that the kids, they come and visit, but my house is nice and organized. I'd hired an organizer to come in and organize my house 3 times a week. No, I don't mean organize it. Keep it organized. I have a housekeeper. Everything has its place. I don't like clutter. I don't like things that aren't where they're supposed to be. And you see, when my kids were little and everybody was home, that was like, that was hard to do. It was really, really hard to do, but we still managed to do a really good job at it. But once the kids were gone, it was like, oh, now it's just me. Well, now it's not just me. Brock is back home and he has a girlfriend, a full-size girlfriend. Sierra's back home and she has a full-size boyfriend. And all these full-size individuals are very much a larger size than I am. And they take up a lot of space and they eat a lot of food and they move things. And I just need to, it took me a few days to just go, who cares? So what? Perspective. Perspective is everything. And it took me a few days to, like I said, recalibrate and check my perspective and just go, wow, I'm super blessed. I love my kids and I love their significant others. They really have made this, they are the silver lining in all of this, for sure. Like, I've just so enjoyed working out with my kids again. And I feel like they feel that uncertainty. So I see them kind of looking at us, looking towards us in a different way. And I love that. I love how connected we are. And I love that we're, you know, let's see, there was 4, 5, 6 of us last night watching. Yeah, we're still under 10 people gathering. There's 6 of us watching documentaries and talking about history and talking about the economy and talking about emotional health. Like, that is the silver lining. So don't get me wrong. I just had to get my perspective straight. I had to go, like, who cares about the fact that there's more clutter and I'm an introvert and there's no place to get away right now? Who cares? Because I'm loving this. And that is the blessing, for sure. And there's going to be other blessings too. I'm going to talk about those in just a moment. But I want to talk to you, because for some of you, it's not that much of a blessing. Like, you may be in very tight quarters with people, either roommates or close family members who are not emotionally stable right now, who might actually be making things worse, who are, in some cases, perhaps even abusive or addicted. And it's just not a healthy environment, made worse by the financial stress, the financial strain, people on top of each other, and then cabin fever. You're stuck in your house. You can't go anywhere. I don't know what the situation is in your state. I'm in California, where we are on pretty much lockdown. And we should be, right? Like, let's get this over with. I'm not even going to talk about politics or my opinion yet. But I will say, the stress is very real. We are now hearing from friends and family members who have been laid off, people who their job is gone. Most small businesses are not equipped to be able to last, to sustain weeks or even a month without any income, no income, and still paying taxes, still paying employees, still paying rent, still paying healthcare insurance, still paying for all of these things with no money coming in. And it's very real. When things change, it's often uncomfortable, and those uncomfortable changes make us stronger, unless you slip accidentally into victim mode. And I'm going to give you permission to be a victim. Listen, when the clouds get heavy, it rains. It's okay if you've cried a few times. I'm going to give you exactly 15 minutes today to say, this sucks, and I hate it, and I'm stressed, and I don't know how things are going to turn out. And I just want to sit here and be in a bad mood and be stressed out for exactly 15 minutes. But then you've got to do something in order to change your state. Like, you can't stay in that mode. You've got to change it. And the best way to do that, I'm going to give you a couple of tips. The first is change your physical state, which usually means you got to exercise. I mean, if you're not an exerciser, fine. Get your butt outside. Don't go near a crowd of people, but go outside. Just even to sit outside on the grass will help to ground you. I triple dog dare you to prove me wrong. If you go outside and sit in nature for 15 minutes and you don't feel better, I will personally come to your house and declutter your closet. I'm that confident you're going to feel a million times better. Change your physical state by changing your energy. And the best way to change your energy is to just move. Freaking move your body. Get out of the house. Get out of the room that you're in. Take a shower. Change your clothes. Put on a nice outfit. Put on makeup. Pretend you're going somewhere. Pretend you have a very important meeting with the head of a company who you used to date when you were in high school. Okay? So you know what I'm saying? Like, look your best so that you can start to feel your best. It'll change your attitude. When you change your appearance, believe it or not, it does change the way you feel. I have been on more Zoom conferences in the last 4 weeks than I care to count. And I'm seeing people in their home environment, which is totally cool. And I'm okay with kids screaming and climbing all over you and the house looking like a wreck, but you don't need to look like a wreck. You know what I'm saying? Like, if just, I know, I'm not talking about glamming it up. You don't need to put on a three-piece suit. But how you present yourself, even to yourself, tells yourself how you feel. And your brain starts to follow. So dress the part, all right? Now, if you are in doom and gloom and you're dressing like it's the end of the world and you're never going to see another person again, if you're already dressing like you're homeless, well, guess what's going to happen? Now, pull yourself together. I don't care if no one's going to see you. Dress the part. Start pulling your shoulders back. Stop moping around. I'm going to give you 15 minutes to get that out of your system. And then you have to start taking action. Then you have to step up and realize, this is all meant to make you stronger. It is in your best interest. God is looking out for you, and you will survive this. You won't just survive it. You'll thrive. You will conquer this, because that's what you've always done. It took me a few days to take inventory and say, all right, if things continue this way, if sales are slow, if I need to think about how I might have to loan money to friends in the near future, or how we might have to tighten the reins on, well, we certainly have already tightened the reins on our spending, like, you know, it's just essentials kind of right now, and things that we know we need for the future. When this is over, which it will be at some point, what will we need? How do we need to position ourselves? So the first thing we did was just sit down in terms of our business and just wrote down like everything, every project we currently had on the table, and asked ourselves, does this make sense right now? Is this how we're going to serve our audience? And what do they want? Like, okay, so let me tell you, one of the things I just got off a call, that's why this podcast is late, is we had planned on taking our push goal coaching, which Brett and I have been doing, and launching another month of it. But, you know, we're talking to the team and I'm like, are people really worried about like their goal right now? I think they're really confused about like what they should do with their goals. But I think people need an anchor right now. I think people need someone who can help them navigate in this moment. I think if Brett and I are going to offer our services to the, you know, our lifers, what people want right now is our opinion, our feedback, our guidance, our advice, our direction. And specifically, they need it around finances. And I think that's really, really important. I think that's what we need to offer people. And so I'll hopefully be able to announce it later this week, but we're going to start opening up, you can call it a mentorship or a guidance program with Brett and I, taking people, especially right now in the middle of this coronavirus crisis, we're going to have people get on a live Zoom with us every week, at least for the next month. And then eventually we'll go to twice a month, but we'll bring on experts and resources and we will just focus on what is most important right now to get your life right now. Not a five-year plan, because you really cannot create a five-year plan right now. You just can't. You can try to sketch one out, but there's so many unknowns that you just have to be open to the fact that you've got to be flexible, you've got to be nimble, you've got to be smart, you've got to be prudent, you've got to be faithful. You have got to be faithful in this moment. Anyways, back to Brett and I launching that. Make sure you're following me on Instagram if you want to be a part of it, and I hope you will. And that's something we had talked about launching later this year and making it super affordable, like $100. But I just said, people can't afford that right now. And even if they can, they're worried that later they won't. Let's cut that price in half. Like, let's make that like $47 and they get us live where they can interact on Zoom. And it's a community because everyone's going through this right now. And some people are unaffected. Great. They don't need us right now. But the people who do, they really need us to help them navigate through this and give people direction and a calm and a community. And that's what we're going to do. So, but right now we're having to limit our resources, limit the way that we're spending money. Anything that's costing our company money that isn't making the company money, we've got to reallocate that. We've got to figure out how can we best serve those people who are a part of our academies, the people who are, it's like we launched the program again. It's insane. And it's a blessing. Seriously, it's such a blessing to have so many people who they purchased one of those academies. They made an investment in one many years ago. And we told people lifetime access, we'll always update it. And we're just seeing so many people now realizing, like, I might not have a job to go back to. I need to figure out who am I? What am I? What else could I do? And so it's exciting and it's fun to see so many people now realizing, okay, I've got to do this. And they're jumping back in. I love that. I think that's a silver lining. So many people who have put off designing and developing their own thing, like figuring out what they could do, what they had to offer, creating those additional streams of income, like having the time to do that for themselves. So many people just put it on a back burner. Like maybe they invested in a program with us, but they really didn't invest in themselves. Like they were like, you know what? At some point, I'm going to take this very seriously. Maybe this summer, or maybe when things slow down at work. Well, things have slowed down at work. And that, in my mind, has been a blessing in this, because people are starting to realize who they are and what they want and what matters most. And I love being there for you to figure this out. That's my favorite thing to do, is I just love seeing what sometimes you're too close to it to see for yourself. In the interim, our podcasting will change, and it might change daily, weekly. Who knows? Maybe everything's going to go back to normal next week. But for the time being, you can expect podcasts twice a week here on The Chalene Show, Monday and Wednesday. Build your tribe. Build your tribe is really important right now. I think, you know, I'm going to do my best to keep people's nerves calm and help you identify how you can improve your lifestyle, how you can grow stronger in this on The Chalene Show. Build your tribe. We're talking about real numbers. We're giving people solutions who have already lost their jobs. We're helping people to understand financially how to prepare. And Brett has become very integral in how we're planning to do that on Build Your Tribe. My husband, Brett, I know you've listened to many of his episodes, financial and money episodes here on The Chalene Show. One blessing in all of this is, as I mentioned, both of our kids are home and they're just super smart and they're really in touch with a younger generation. And so it's been great having them here talking about how they too can help serve our audience during this time. So those are the changes. You'll hear one episode a week right now on Build Your Tribe, and we'll be doing two here on The Chalene Show. You can quickly subscribe to either of those while you're listening on a podcast. You'll see that there's a link below in our show notes. It'll take you right to a page where you can subscribe on any device, your favorite app, etc. Again, two here on The Chalene Show, one on Build Your Tribe. Please subscribe to both. We're not planning on going anywhere. And as soon as we can return to our regular schedule, we will. I also strongly encourage you to follow me on Instagram if you haven't already. What's wrong with you, boo? Follow me on Instagram. Brett and I and Brock and I and Sierra and the whole family, we've been going live, answering questions, calming nerves, and just basically trying to talk real. I think there's every range of opinions that you could possibly imagine on social media. There are those who are like, it's no big deal. Take a deep breath. Everything's going to go back to normal next week. Enjoy your time off. Corona cardio. Like, you know, there are those who are like flowers and unicorn and positivity and lots of woo-woo talk, which is great. And we need that. Some people really, really need that. But we also can't just pretend that if we're positive, that everything will go back to the way it was. It's not going to be, nothing is going to be the same. Change has happened already, and we're not going backwards. We're moving forward. Change is good. Change is uncomfortable, but change is good. You actually have to take action and have an intention. You have to have an intention, and you have to be prudent and smart and plan. But what are you planning for? Well, you're planning for a lot of different things. There are quite a few inevitables. Brett and I sat down this weekend, and we literally wrote out, if this happens, then this. If this happens, then that. If that happens, then this. So that, yeah, we don't know which way things are going, but at least if things go in any one of 10 different directions, we have a plan in place. That's not to say it will go according to plan, but it gave us a sense of calm. But when you take intentionality and you do some planning and forecasting and plan B and plan C and plan D and plan E, and you couple that with a deep sense of faith, anxiety all but goes away. And I also think that there are those who are nothing but doom and gloom, just pointing fingers, creating more hysteria, getting people anxious and nervous and upset. And then I hope that you'll consider me somewhere in the middle. I'm going to speak honestly, but I see opportunity. And I do know this, every horrible, deep, dark valley we've ever been through, we've come out stronger, better, and more blessed. As I've said many times over the course of the last 3 to 4 weeks, there's a big difference between panic and planning. Planning is not to say that you are panicked, and planning is also not to say that things are going to turn out as you plan. But to sit and do nothing but panic or worry serves no one. All right, and the last thing that I want to mention is that, you know, I am a Christian. I don't ever expect you to take on my values or my views or my ethics or my spiritual beliefs, my religious beliefs. But I'm going to talk about faith. And regardless of what it is you believe, you need to believe in these times. So if the faith that I speak of isn't the same as your faith, that's okay. Insert your faith. But now, more than ever, I know God is tapping me on the shoulder and saying, people need faith. As much as we'd love to think that, like, if I pray harder, or if I go to church, or if I'm a good person, this thing will happen, and then that thing will happen. If I just do the next right thing, then the right thing will happen. And that may be true, but when it comes to our plans, the way things turn out is not always according to our plan, and that is scary. Unless you have faith, and especially if you allow your faith to well up, to strengthen in this time. What is faith? Faith is knowing, not being able to see it, feeling and knowing that God will take care of everything. You can let God take on your worry and anxiety. He's in charge of the plan. You're in charge of taking action. You're in charge of how you conduct yourself. You're in charge of your attitude, your disposition, the way you treat people, and the decisions that you make. But He's in charge of the plan, and He always has been. You see, that's not new. It's always been that way. God has a plan, and it may not be our plan. It might not be the outcome that we've intended or that we've developed or that we've designed. But faith is kind of like that feeling you have when someone who's very responsible, very alert, and very awake is behind the wheel, and you know you can take care of yourself by closing your eyes and taking a little cat nap in the passenger seat. If you don't have faith in the person who's driving the car, well, then you cling to your seatbelt, you tighten it up, you clench your fist, you try to help them drive from the passenger seat, you panic, you worry, you stress, your anxiety level goes up, your stress level goes up, that makes the driver more stressed out, and there's absolutely nothing you can do from the passenger seat. But if you have faith, you just have to relax and take care of yourself and do what's right for you, knowing no one has a crystal ball. No one has all the answers. In uncertain times, we desperately seek answers. Seeking answers that no one can give you, looking for something that no one can provide, isn't helpful. You can watch all of the news broadcasts, listen to all of the podcasts, read the blogs, listen to experts, but no one has the answers because we've never been here before. The only one who has the answers is God. So instead, turn to your faith. Whatever that is for you, turn to your faith, and in your faith, you will find what it is you need. Certainty. But what if your faith has been shaken? Or you don't know what you believe? You don't know even, in fact, if you have a faith. You're not sure if there is a higher power. Then where do you find certainty? My recommendation, because I've got friends who are in that space, and maybe that's you. And I don't think there's any shame in that. I mean, we're all on a journey. Some of us a spiritual journey. Some of us are questioning our faith in this moment. So I want to speak to those of you who, like so much of this, it doesn't resonate with you. It doesn't give you a sense of peace, a sense of calm. My recommendation is that you get around people who do have a strong faith. And by the way, those who have a very strong faith, they are going to be loving and caring and not push theirs on you. But what they can provide for you is a sense of calm. If you've ever been around someone who's incredibly nervous and anxious and upset, you just know immediately how contagious that is. And the same is true when you're around someone who's just super chill, very calm, and certain. And when you find someone who is certain in their faith, especially in uncertain times, you're likely to find the most grounded people you know, and that's who I want you to get around. Be careful where you spend your time and who you spend your time with. Be careful that you're not taking in too much negativity, too much doom and gloom, or what it is you're fueling your heart and your soul with. I've got a special treat for you on Wednesday. I've recorded a moving meditation, and what that is, it's me, and I'm reading to you quotes and some really great motivational phrases, ideas, and truths that are going to help you to feel more centered, help you to feel calmer. And it's set to some very kind of relaxing, meditative type music. I've released this type of podcast for you in the past, and they were really well received. And I just feel like this is the time where you might need to hear that. So the way a moving meditation works is you just pop on your headphones and you're meant to move if possible. Like if you can just be doing things around the house, keeping yourself moving, maybe even take a walk outside and just listening to these messages. You need to inundate yourself with some positive, calming messages. And I'm going to provide that for you on Wednesday. Now more than ever, I thank you so much for subscribing, for listening and staying connected to me on Instagram. Again, it's Chalene Johnson on Instagram. You can find all of my links to social media below, a link to that in the show notes. And I'll be here on Wednesday. Oh, I can hear a vacuum in the background. That means one of the kids is actually doing some chores. This is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. See how things are already looking up? Can you hear that noise? That beautiful sound, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you can pick it up, but that's the sound of a vacuum. and I'm not pushing it. And I know Brett's not. So that means Brock or Sierra must be vacuuming. Oh, I've got tears in my eyes. See, I told you there would be a silver lining in all of this. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I mean it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know. But I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor. No, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to shalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions. And I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear. And I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, shalene.com/my thing. And I am really excited for you to do this.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.